With me, Kate Delaney. Hope you had a terrific week. What a week it has been. A real tug of war in Washington, D.C. But not just in D.C., elsewhere. The buzz in the backyard has been over a couple of things, I think. Still more reaction to George Zimmerman and now the race conversation that's taking place supposedly across the country. Some of this is incredible, some of the things that have happened, including the fact that in Detroit, the city council chose to focus on an amendment and an ordinance and the Detroit Red Wings arena rather than what's happening with that city as far as bankruptcy is concerned. People are fleeing. They have 40% of the folks that live there in abject poverty, burned out buildings, boarded up buildings, but they spent a ton of time focusing on these approved plans for a new hockey arena for the Red Wings, a new arena that's funded in part, by the way, with $284 million in tax dollars. Great. And the rest of it on this ordinance, part of it was on this ordinance supporting Trayvon Martin's family. After what happened with the verdict and the George Zimmerman acquittal. So, you know, you ask yourself, wow, how can there not be some criticism coming from all directions over that when the council is talking about race conversations connected to what happened in an important but a trial that happened as a result of what happened in a Florida neighborhood, instead of focusing on their own backyard and their financial blunders and the outrageous and ballooning crime rate, the focus was on other things instead of what was happening there. So there's a reason why Detroit is bankrupt, because they don't have their eye on what's really happening there. Taking up the Zimmerman topic, opening up the discussion of race, and saying that, you know, listen, Zimmerman is Hispanic, Martin was black, not everybody agrees, so we need to have this conversation. Now, to say that at a city council meeting is one thing, but then to focus so much on specifically on what happened there, you know, give me a break. So there are reasons why people are leaving Detroit, and part of it is because of the lameness of the people that they have put in place in power when it comes to the financial fates and fortunes of that city. Right off the bat, one of the craziest, most annoying things to me is something that I heard a couple of days ago about this atheist group that has decided to really express itself as far as being opposed to a Holocaust memorial that's supposed to be built on the ground of the Ohio State House, saying that its location violates the separation of church and state, calling the Star of David exclusionary and memorializing victims of the Nazis. The governor of Ohio and proponents of it say it will teach people about inhumanity to man, that kind of thing, what happened with the Nazis, not forgetting, religious backgrounds, that kind of stuff. So I would think anyone in the Jewish community would be really horrified by what's happening with the atheist group. And the problem then becomes is that that group will get backup by the ACLU. And how far do they take it? I mean, the Star of David is a religious symbol, but the atheist group says we're not opposed to the memorial. We have sympathy for the victims. We would probably give money if it weren't on state grounds, but we just don't want it on state grounds. We just don't want to have it on state grounds. It shouldn't be there. So the ACLU sued in the past over things similar to this, so who knows, they may end up doing the same thing. The memorial is supposed to sit 84 yards from a bronze inscription in front of the State House that says, "With God, all things are possible." Can't we all just get along? I mean, can't these people just have the memorial and leave it at that? People walk by and see it and realize for a moment what's happened in the past. We have memorials all over the place in state government, outside of state government offices, on the steps of courthouses. We've got monuments all over the place in our biggest city, New York, and no particular, not always in a particular setting. And I just, the sensitivity thing here, I don't get. Separation of church and state, okay, but I don't see how that's offensive, nor do I see how it's bothersome, especially if you saw the way the memorial was designed. So we'll see where that goes. The other thing I think that's, as I said, is interesting, sadly, is what's happened now in the NFL, and we'll talk about this coming up in just a few minutes, but this Aaron Hernandez story, and now these pictures that are surfacing that show him holding a gun, and he could be involved in potentially three murders. He was a millionaire making good money and great money and being a superstar for the Patriots. And once again, in the culture of the NFL, do they choose to ignore the red flags, or what was the deal there? How could they not have realized what was going on with Hernandez? You know, they say the NFL is like a replica of society, so you're going to have a few people that aren't so great. But now the NFL is talking about examining tattoos for deeper meanings. Can you imagine? Roll up your sleeves, let me see your tattoos, and we'll see how fast can you run a 40, but more importantly, what do those tattoos symbolize? What do those tattoos symbolize? And we got a crazy, crazy Eric Holder overreach on voting laws in the state of Texas. I think Texas is being targeted for a reason, and the reason Texas is being targeted is because other states could have a domino effect, and other states would also potentially be in the wheelhouse of having to deal with the feds all over them about whatever it is they want to implement before an election or whatever is already happening. And Texas was definitely pushing for this to happen sooner rather than later. And the feds are saying, oh, wait a second. Redistricting, not so fast. I think we're going to stop you before it goes any further. And we'll see how far they get. And then there's something on Benghazi that you'll find interesting. We'll talk about that coming up a little bit later this hour as well. Plus, don't forget, we have movies. Yeah, we're going to take you to the movies. Hang with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, July 25th, 2013. Gold opened this morning at $1,321.60. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,369.49, $684.74 for a half ounce, or $342.37 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,369.49, $684.74, and $342.37.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Join us in Joshua Tree, California, August 9th through 11th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature films, panels, lectures, workshops, and fieldwork with leading experts including Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, Graham Hancock, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Laura Eisenhower, Jason Martell, David Wilcock, Doc Wallace, David Zareda, and many, many more of the biggest names in ufology. The conference will coincide with the Perseid Meteor Shower, and the Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Enter to win a free ticket at contactinthedesert.com. We look forward to seeing you in Joshua Tree in August for a serious look at mounting evidence that we are not alone. For more information, go to contactinthedesert.com or call 760-365-8371.
It's a very tragic thing that happened, and someone loses their life, and but all those things were out of the player's control here. We're not really a part of that situation, so I don't think it does a lot for us to get too much involved in that. In the city of Boston this year with what happened in the marathons, these are very terrible things that you wish never happened to anybody. And, there's a very human, compassionate element that we all have. And when it's someone that, has been on our team, it's a very sad thing.
All right, that's the voice of Tom Brady, the quarterback for the New England Patriots. The Patriots in training camp along with all the other NFL teams, but for the Pats, they've had to deal with the question of Aaron Hernandez, who was a superstar player for them, and now some new images of Hernandez came out, because, of course, he is charged with murder and the murder of Odin Lloyd. They've got surveillance video that shows the former tight end with what looks to be clearly a gun in his hand. It's from his home and was captured on his own security camera. How stupid can you be? Police say the images show him getting out of a silver Nissan with one of his buddies, Ernest Wallace, and that photo was taken 10 minutes to 15 minutes after Odin Lloyd was murdered less than a mile away. He has a black handgun in his left hand. Lloyd was killed with a 45 caliber handgun. He's pleaded not guilty to the murder of this 27-year-old whose body was found in an industrial park near Hernandez's home. He had been shot 5 times. What is up with that? 5 times. So not only was Hernandez charged, but Ernest Wallace has been charged as an accessory to murder. And Hernandez, when he was charged, prosecutors say he disposed of the gun, dumped it, then destroyed his home surveillance system, but apparently he didn't do a good job. There's always a way, always a way. And it's very bizarre. It's bizarre because he was somebody who had the athletic talent. He played for the Florida Gators. Urban Meyer, who was his coach there, says he didn't know any of this past of Hernandez. I mean, how do you know somebody's going to potentially become a murderer in their future. And, you know, again, he's charged with it at this point. But there were other problems with him, and did they just choose to ignore it and just focus on instead? Well, we want his athletic prowess, so don't worry, he'll be okay once he gets in our system, and that didn't work out so well. So will this affect the Patriots? I'd say who cares in a way, but I don't think so. They'll just move on from it. But it does show some cracks in recruiting and things that happen from the university then ultimately to a professional, I think, NFL team. But it goes back to that whole thing again. What does an owner want from a player? They don't want a bunch of problems, but they want the best athlete they can get. And Aaron Hernandez was incredible, absolutely incredible for the Patriots. Now, forget about it. He has fallen down in a very deep, dark well. Speaking of falling down, we have a quick follow-up here on America Tonight. You know, the thing with the Southwest Airlines plane that hit LaGuardia Airport pretty hard earlier in the week, it struck it and then it sparked down the runway. It landed nose down with the front landing gear contacting the ground first and then collapsing. How scary is that? That was the official ruling from the National Transportation Safety Board. They said on Thursday they released what they called factual information from the accident of that Boeing 737, and they showed, you know, they had video recordings and whatnot, and they say that the landing was how they were supposed to do it, but that it just collapsed. And man, that's frightening when you think about airspeed, 133 knots, pitches down 3 degrees, landing, skids to a stop within 19 seconds. And they are going through everything, pouring through all the recordings and everything else that they can possibly come up with. 150 people were on board that flight. 3 passengers, 2 pilots, and 3 flight attendants were treated and released from the hospital with minor injuries. The hard landing forced an evacuation with the emergency chutes. You know, people going down the side of the aircraft that way because that's the only way they could get out of it. But they might consider themselves to be pretty lucky since that hard landing was nose first. And you think about the possible sparks or think about the other things that could have happened as this plane went down. Because it looked pretty bad. It looked terrible. And you think of the Asiana flight landing into San Francisco, and then what happened with that flight, how it looked like someone had just peeled open the middle of it. And that was a tail situation. So we not often are we reporting on these things with, you know, or talking about on the talk show, runway scares like the two that we have just seen. But that the nose going down, and then, see, sparks, of course, flew up, too. So you got the whole spark situation. And it looked like it was kind of rocking. I saw a video of it. It looked like it was kind of rocking back and forth. And it definitely did sort of one of those belly flops. But not quite as bad as the last one we were talking about, the Asiana one. And certainly not in the history of planes that have crashed and the injuries. This is, it's not high. It's not high on the list. It's way down on the bottom of the list. So the people on that flight should feel pretty good about that. Especially, you know, I often wonder this, how many people on the plane, how many people on that plane are afraid or have some kind of a fear, some kind of fear that nags at them with flying. And they're trying to overcome it, so that's, you know, that's why they're on the plane. I've actually sat across from somebody who was doing that, and I thought, wow, that is brave. That's brave when you have a deep, deep fear to overcome it by doing the thing that, you know, that just takes over in you, that you can't stand. You're worried. You've got that panic feeling going on, and to me, it's To me, that's got to be one of the toughest things to do, I think, to force yourself into that plane when that's the last place you really, really, really want to be. I mentioned that the NTSB is looking at this and they're looking for clues about what went wrong and, you know, so on and so forth. And then now talking about this jet hitting the runway nose first. And, you know, what are the clues as to what possibly happened here? While all that's happening, the Pope is commanding thousands of people wherever it is he goes. Pope Francis. So Pope Francis addressed about 1 million worshipers in on a beach on Thursday, using the message to generate, you know, with a new generation of Catholics with Brazilian street jargon, and he was in Rio de Janeiro. So there were lots of people, thousands of people, crowding the beach to try to get a glimpse of this Pope who was there again with throngs of people talking about what was coming up next, and, you know, themes of, you know, be good to each other and grow and revitalize the church. But the picture, and the reason I bring it up, is it was so cool to see the people that were there. I mean, he was on a beach and they had a stage and everything, but the thousands of people who showed up, absolutely, excuse me, stunning. I mean, just a stunning photo with so many people there and so many people that he tried to, talk to. An amazing, amazing outpouring. Maybe the most I've seen of a Pope with younger people, to be sure. All right, stay with us. Coming up, we've got numbers we can count next.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Flex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What does freedom mean to you? How about the freedom to take control of your own future? At eFoods Direct, we're again celebrating Food Freedom Month. In July, for every $329 you spend on our highly nutritious, great-tasting food, you will receive a $190 Patriot Pack free. For example, purchase a 6-month supply and get 3 Patriot Packs free. The Patriot Pack is a 24-day supply of eFoods quick fix, easy-to-store food, plus stove, fuel, and cook pot, all in an easy-to-carry bucket. Patriot Packs are the ideal grab-and-go emergency kit for your car or to have by the back door. Perfect for your cabin or camping trip this summer, or even simply to add more food to your supply free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or eatfoodsdirect.com/Alex. And remember, free shipping every day.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
America Tonight. Of course, we are going to pitch it to movies. We do our cheap movie review. I know a lot of you like to go to the movies once in a while, and there's at least one interesting movie that might pique your interest. Let's put it that way. Or else, you know what you do? You wait for it to come out on DVD. It's cheap, it's easy, and it's in your house. The thing is, a movie is different and the experience is different on the big screen. So sometimes you have to come out of the cave, pay a few extra bucks to go see it that way, right? I went to see a movie the other day where it was 3D. And I just cannot get used to those 3D glasses. And it was pretty well done. It was about the Earth and all the other planets and wild weather. So it was a short 1 hour thing. Not too many things flew into your face or whatever, but there's something about wearing those glasses that is just so bloody annoying to me. Before we get there, though, we have our own version of We Can Count.
Thank you.
like a distant memory, right? Simpson pleaded for leniency on Thursday, telling a parole panel he regretted the night that he robbed two sports memorabilia dealers in a Las Vegas hotel room. He said, "I just wish I never went to that room. I wish I just had said, keep it." Simpson, who is 66, they say, has been a model inmate while serving his time at Lovelock Correction Center. Oof, there's something about that name. 90 miles east of Reno. He's been there since 2008 when he was sentenced up to 33 years. He was sentenced to consecutive terms on several charges. Some of his sentences were ordered to run concurrently, two counts each of kidnapping and robbery and one count of burglary. So he appeared before a parole commissioner and the hearing representative. They'll make a recommendation to the full parole board on Thursday. A final decision on parole is expected next week. Wow. Hearing for this kind of thing, 15 minutes. He was wearing denim prison clothes, and he was the only person to speak on his behalf. So how about that? Will be interesting to see what they decide in Simpson's case. Some people think it's his comeuppance for everything that happened before, thinking he got away with murder. But whether he did or not, he did not get away with stupidity. Because why he would go after that memorabilia? He's right when he says he shouldn't have been in that room. He should not have been in that room. Made absolutely zero sense. All right, here's a shocker for you. How about this juror who says Zimmerman got away with murder but had to be acquitted? In an interview with ABC, it's that woman, juror B, well, different one, B29, during the trial, discussed the deliberations that led to the acquittal of Zimmerman on second-degree murder and manslaughter charges on July 13th in the shooting death last year of the Florida teen Trayvon Martin. Zimmerman says he shot Martin in self-defense. The juror, who the network identified as Puerto Rican, was the only minority member on the six-woman jury. Of course, the jurors' names are sealed, but the woman allowed the network to show her face and identify her by the name of Maddie. She's a nursing assistant and, I guess, the mother of eight kids. And she said the evidence didn't prove murder, even though in our hearts we felt he was guilty. We had to grab our hearts and put it aside and look at the evidence. So how about that? Goes back to that same thing with the evidence and evidence. And there was another juror, B37, who said in an interview that only three jurors thought Zimmerman should be acquitted when deliberations began, and that all three of them cried when it was over. So, getting away with murder but not having the evidence to prove it, which now as this goes through in a different direction in a civil case, you have to think, how are they going to have the evidence for that? This is a shocker. I mean, this will be a shocker for some of you to hear this. Halliburton admits destroying evidence in the Deepwater Horizon disaster. Boy, seems like a distant memory, doesn't it? Do you know we have to go back to April 2010? That was that explosion at the rig in the Gulf of Mexico. Remember, 11 people died on the rig, and it was our largest oil spill in our history. Halliburton, which helped run the rig, separately contributed $55 million to the National Fish and Wildlife Foundation. They said it was voluntary, and they wanted to do it. But Halliburton Energy Services has agreed to plead guilty and pay the maximum fine for destroying evidence in the Deepwater Horizon disaster. So they'll pay a $200,000 fine, and they'll take 3 years probation for a guilty plea to one misdemeanor count related to the deletion of records. And the Justice Department says it's not going to pursue further damages in that explosion. That's what they get. That's the gift that they get. Moving from the Horizon explosion, the Deepwater Horizon explosion, to an explosion of a different sort off the field, the Yankees are going to fine Alex Rodriguez for getting a second opinion without the team's permission. He's got an injured quad muscle, but there is a little bit of shenanigans going on behind the scenes because he feels as though he's ready to play, but the Yankees are pushing him out of playing and keeping him in the minors. And part of the deal is they've got an insurance policy where they would get 80% of the money back, and they might even be able to void the contract. Would you think if he gets a huge fine, a huge suspension rather, from Bud Selig, the commissioner, which is most likely he will, then if it's 100 games or he's banned for life, what would the Yankees actually owe on that? So are they trying to stall, in other words, to get him to not play? And fining him is one thing. So I think they're going to have more of this going back and forth between them. And Pete Rose, the all-time hit king, who, in my opinion, I mean, he gambled, he cheated, all that kind of stuff, should still be in baseball as long as he's not managing, says he wished that people would learn from his mistakes. He said that in an interview on ESPN today. Take a listen.
It's going to be interesting to see what happens to the rest of these guys, and this cannot be good for baseball. I mean, especially this time of the year when you're about ready to go through a Hall of Fame induction. I wish they would take note from what I did and come clean as quickly as you can. Don't lie if you did something, okay? I kind of wish that I could go around to all the minor league camps during spring training and talk to these guys and tell them what not to do and just look at what happened to me and go from there.
Yeah, so Pete Rose being pretty forthcoming, but that's how he always is, saying exactly what he thinks. So he's in Cooperstown signing books, but he has no shot of getting in the Hall of Fame anytime soon. He's part of the whole steroid, performance-enhancing drugs. It's a question of, do you say, well, Pete Rose didn't take PEDs. He bet on baseball. Rather, Alex Rodriguez took PEDs, and he's part of that group who won't get into the Hall of Fame because of what they took. But now it's more a question of, is he salvaging his Yankees career? Or does he play with the big club? Are they trying to wiggle out of the contract any which way they can so they don't have to pay a $100 million to A-Rod? It seems like a likely scenario to me. That what they could do is figure out a way to avoid that contract and say he's not ready to go back, because what kind of a suspension is he going to be handed? Is he going to be given a lifetime ban or perhaps 100 games? Either one is very, very possible for Alex Rodriguez. All right, that wraps up We Can Count. Coming back on the flip side, we're headed to the movies.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Micro Plant Powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with Micro Plant Powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
From the makers of Block It Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Block It Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Introducing the only portable solar generator in the world that uses advanced sun tracking technology. The SunSocket Solar Generator from Aspect Solar, featuring 60-watt rotating solar panels, a built-in 250-watt-hour, lightweight lithium iron battery that charges in only 5 hours, multiple output sockets, and more. See it in action at AspectSolar.com or call 877-717-7778. Call 877-717-7778.
Right now, Despicable Me 2 has so far raked in $276 million. What kid on the planet Earth has not seen this movie? You know, another movie that's doing quite well, and it's been out quite a few weeks now, like 7 weeks, World War Z. And I say it's doing well because it's hit its mark. It's starting to hit its mark. And the picture... Worldwide, they're at the $189 million mark and counting, so even a little bit more than that. Coming out this week, highly anticipated, if he's a character you like, and if he's an actor you like. You know, now, for these Hollywood guys, if they can get onto a franchise, whether it's an action franchise like Matt Damon and The Bourne Identity, because remember all the guys before that had something, like Stallone had Rambo and Rocky, and Arnold Schwarzenegger had his franchise too as well with The Terminator. So Wolverine is a very, very popular character. How will Wolverine do this time around? It's been a while, right? Hugh Jackman, the lead role as Wolverine in this. So take a listen.
Thank you for saving his life all those years ago. It's an honor to meet the Wolverine.
That's not who I am anymore.
after the war. The Yashida family business became Japan's largest. He made advances that have saved millions of lives.
I want to offer you a gift, Logan. You have struggled long enough. Your ability to heal can be passed to another. Allow someone else to shoulder your burden. Logan-san, I can make you mortal. Trust me, Bob. You don't want what I've got. I'm not ready to die.
He's bleeding.
Just keep moving. I'm not healing it. She did this to me.
This flesh is weak now.
Hey, Bob. What are you?
A chemist, a capitalist, a viper.
So you can see the future.
I saw you die.
We will accept your surrender with respect. Is that all the men you brought? Your grandfather called me a Ronin. Samurai without a master. Who has no reason to live.
Was he right?
All right, so Hugh Jackman, you get it. Big, powerful energy, a lot happening there. Life or death for the Wolverine. From the Wolverine, we move to Fruitvale Station. This is based on a true story, and it's about the last day in Oscar Grant's life before he was picked up and killed by police that was all caught on video. Check it out.
We're just trying to get home.
What is going on?
Next stop, Fruitvale Station.
We're going to go to Frisco, right? See the fireworks?
Yeah. We're going to say bye?
Bye.
Love you too. Everything's changing around me. And I want to change.
Hey, what's up, girl?
I'm trying to get back on my feet. I really need this job.
I hired somebody else.
What'd you do today?
I don't know what else to say. I'll start over fresh, but it ain't working out.
I'm scared. I hear guns.
Those are firecrackers. You're safe inside.
What about you, Daddy?
We'll be back before you wake up, and we'll be fine.
You guys got plans for the night?
I meet up with the fellas, head out to the city.
Why don't you take the train out there? That way you guys can hang out and not have to worry about anything.
Hey, Oscar, how are you?
I'm good. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Oscar from Pharmacia?
Get off the train now! Put that phone
on her. What are you got? Are you still on the train?
We're still at Fruitvale.
Why can't you tell me what is going on? What is the problem? What is that? Oh, my God.
Good, I'm good. I'm good. I'm going to be good. I'm going to be good. It's now or never.
It's now or never. Yep, true story, something that happened, one of those accidental, I shouldn't say accidental, one of those things that led into a huge controversy in Northern California. I don't want to give away too many details of it in case you want to go see it. It's supposed to be incredible, probably a good rental. And finally, the last one, Blue Jasmine, starring Cate Blanchett. Take a listen.
What do you think?
I love it. She spoiled me so.
Well, why not? Who else am I going to spoil?
He met me at a party and swept me off my feet.
I fell in love with the name Jasmine.
You know, I have never been to San Francisco. I'll be staying with my sister.
Jasmine! Oh, my God.
Look at you.
Your place is homey.
Yeah, the flight was bumpy.
The food was awful.
I mean, you'd think first class.
I thought you were tapped out.
I'm dead broke. Really, I mean, the government took everything.
All I can say is you look great.
Now who's lying?
Is there anything you want that you don't have?
We are beautiful.
When your sister had all that money, she wanted nothing to do with you. Now that she's broke, all of a sudden she's moving in.
She's not just broke. She's all screwed up.
You hear me?
Excuse me. Are you talking to me?
Ginger told me all about you. One minute you're on top of the world, the next, that turns out to be a crook. Well, how long are you planning on staying with Ginger?
No one wants to get out of here as fast as I do.
I'm sure this is a big come down from what you're used to.
You'll be very happy to know that I lost every cent of my own money.
Your husband was a slick operator. I was there a week. I knew the guy was hitting on a girlfriend.
I can't. You choose losers because that's what you think you deserve. And that's why you'll never have a better life.
She doesn't care about you. She's a phony.
Can you please not hide in here?
I don't think I can take it. For some reason, my Xanax isn't kicking in.
Anxiety, nightmares, and a nervous breakdown. There's only so many traumas a person can withstand until they take to the streets and start screaming.
All right, if it sounds like a Woody Allen movie, bingo, he directed this. There are some other well-known actors in Blue Jasmine besides Kate Blanchett. Bobby Cannavale is also in it. Louis C.K. is in it. Alec Baldwin is in this movie. Sally Hawkins is in the movie. And it's a typical Woody Allen type of deal. Definitely rental, I would say. And it's, again, one of those dramas where he films. And where does he film? New York and California, New York and California. All right, good ways to hook up with the show. You can send us an email at americatonight.net. Hook up with us on Facebook or Twitter by going to the website and click on the icons that are there for you. Great job, Nathan Reeder. And we'll see you again soon here on ATN.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.